Hey, good morning. Happy Shushan Purim Katan. Bimar Bebesud Ktas. Have a donut and some coffee. An Irish coffee. Okay, we are at the end of Sha'arim B'Tfilah. It's time to start thinking about what we're learning next. Berkeley, you have any ideas? Okay.
Ali Shore.
That's a little heavy. So Sha'arim B'Tfilah, we're on the Pirkei Siyum. We are on the completing chapters at the end of Sha'arim B'Tfilah. We've gone through each of the chapters that distinguish the different languages of tefillah, that identify the different nuanced experiences, approaches of davening, and now we are on the concluding chapters. It's page Kuf Mem Zayim 147. Says Rav Pinkus, Miyisodos HaTefillah Ladas, from the core, the foundation of prayer, is to know. She'ein HaTefillah Miyuchedet Rak L'Shalosh Pamim Biyom. Davening is not relegated to three times a day. Don't think that you're only allowed to daven Shacharis Mincha Maariv. But the principles of davening, the experience of davening, the invitation, the access, the opportunity to daven is something available to a Jew all day long. It's part of the essence, it's part of the very essential life of a Jew. To live your natural life, but with God. So there are some Jews who, they come to shul, they talk to God, and when they leave God in shul. And when they exit the shul, God's left in shul, now they go to work, and they go to the gym, and they go to the social life, and there is no room for God, and God probably would be happy sometimes not to be there, given what's going on. But they don't take Hashem. And then there's other Jews who, Hashem is with them everywhere. On the way to the gym, at work, walking into a difficult meeting. Dripping off their lips is always the request, asking Hashem for help, offering gratitude to Hashem for the blessings in life. As the Pasuk says, who is such a great nation that God is so accessible, God is so close, that God is available to all who call Him? So we have an opportunity to call Him at any time. Someone was just asking me earlier this morning, so I talked to God. I said, yeah, every Friday afternoon. I'm writing a drasha, I run into a writer's block, I run into a wall, I sit back in my chair, I say, Ribono Shelo, help me find something to say, give me an idea. Help me, give me a shortcut right to the good thing. Whenever you need Hashem, b'chol koreinu elav. Whenever you need Hashem, you just got to call out. You got to call out to Him. Zeu ikar tzuras hayehudi. This is the core to the construct of a Jew. Mashachai v'karov tamid l'Hashem yisbarach. That you're constantly living with Hashem. He's available to you. You know, lahavdil elav alfei avdalos. If you have an iPhone, I don't use Siri. But if you use Siri, there's people who know Siri's always there. Where's the local gas station? How can I find the closest Starbucks? What can I avoid trial? You could talk into Siri. What time is the debate on tonight? What time is the Heat Warriors game? You talk into Siri, she's always there. You press the button, whatever you need, she's going to respond. Lahavdil, 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 the Ribono Shel Olam. You press the button, Ribono Shel Olam. I don't know, he's going to tell you, you know, what time the Heat Warriors game is, but you could ask for his help. He won't give it to feeding the warriors. You can answer yourself, but you won't get it. But the whatever you need, b'chol koreinu elav, you call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'zenim shel matan Torah b'chol Torah kula l'chasna. And for this, the experience of matan Torah is always described as a wedding. HaKesha ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'kla Yisrael, nimshel l'kesha ben ish l'isha. Our relationship with the Almighty is parallel the romantic relationship of a man and woman. K'mo shechaya nesu'na ina rak sheichas adadis ela zoi tzuras hachayim. He says, our relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam is like, and this is the key, a healthy marriage. In other words, there's two types of marriages. There's a person who's married when they're at home, and when they leave the home, they bring an attitude to their life. They flirt with people, or chas v'shalom, even worse. They're unavailable to their spouse. They're unhelpful to their spouse. They're exclusively dedicated to what brings them pleasure, their agenda, their priorities, what they want to do. But in a healthy marriage, the marriage is not something ancillary or tangential or supplemental to who you are. Your marriage defines who you are. There's not an I, there's a we. Every decision is a calculation of a we. Every priority is a calculation of a we. And there's the knowledge that in a healthy marriage, you have your counterpart, your spouse, upon whom you can rely for something big, for something small that you can turn to. And, as he says, Stam to shmooze. Let me fill you in on my day. You tell me about your day. You're not going to believe what happened to me. Listen to the grief I got at work. Just to hear me out. So the relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam is like a marriage. It's a change of status. It's a change of identity. It's transformative. You're never on break. You're never on vacation. You can't go somewhere on a business trip or on vacation and you're unmarried. You're single again. You're a bachelor because you're on vacation. It's a change of your very identity. It's a change of your very essence. It's a change of who you are, and you take that change with you everywhere. And that change has obligations and it has duties, but it also has opportunities and privileges. And the privilege is that you have someone to turn to when you need help. Something small or big, that there's someone to talk to who's interested in your life, who lends a listening ear. And that's what Rav Pinchas says. The same is true with our relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. You're not related, you're not married to the Ribono Shel Olam in shul, but when you go to work, you're a bachelor. Or when you're going out for drinks with a friend, you're a bachelor. When you're choosing what to watch, what to look at, what to say, what to do, you become a bachelor religiously. It's something that consumes who you are. It's part of your very identity. Uktsiv eso Yosef. Vayar Adonav ki Hashem ito. And it says with Yosef that his master saw that God was with him. Umeforish Rashi says, Shem Shemayim Shagor Befiv. What did Potiphar notice that Yosef lived a life with God? What did he notice? Yosef put his tefillin on in the morning. Yosef wore his tzitzis out. What did exactly Potiphar noticed that ki Hashem ito, God was with him? So Rashi says, Shem Shemayim Shagor Befiv. What he saw was that for Yosef, God's name was dripping from his lips. Yosef, how's it going? Baruch Hashem. Yosef, are we going to have a good day today? Mirtz Hashem. Yosef, what's going to be next week? Be'ezras Hashem. Everything Yosef said credited God, was with God, leaned on God, was hopeful to God. Yosef, I always say, was the first Kiruv worker. But it was an amazing Kiruv. It wasn't direct, and it wasn't indoctrinating. It was nuanced. It was passive. Yosef actually transforms Paro. Right, he begins, Paro recruits Yosef, and Yosef says, Biladai, it's not me. Kimi Anesh Shalom Paro. And by the time Yosef's done with Paro, Paro turns to his advisors and says, look at this young guy. He's so filled with God. And then he turns to Yosef, he says, okay, if this is God's plan, let's do it. Paro begins as a pagan, and he ends up as a believer, not because Yosef showed him the Bible codes, or invited him to a discovery seminar, because Yosef, in a very passive, nuanced way, said, with God's help, thank God, if it pleases God, and so on. But what Potiphar noticed in Yosef, what Paro noticed in Yosef, was Shem Shemayim Shagur Befiv. Yosef lived with Hashem. Will the stock market work out for me today? Will this business deal come through? Will I produce? Will things go the way I need them to go? He leaned on Hashem. Uve medrash, malachish v'nechnas malachish v'yotzei. Have omer le'mezug roschen v'ayu roschen poshen v'ayu poshen. And nishal koma shaya osai alochish b'shas meis tefillah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shechai kol zman HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What did they notice? What does it mean, Shein Shemayim Shagur Befiv? Yosef was always mumbling. Not because he was a schizophrenic. Not because he had some disorder. But Yosef was always mumbling under his breath something. Right? We can sometimes maybe think about our Bubbies and Zadies. They're the closest we've come to knowing someone like this. Who everything they did, they mumbled under their breath. Right? Your grandmother was sewing something. She was mumbling, Ribono Shel Olam, make this come out well. Help the stitches be straight. Help the sewing machine not break down. Yezeda was doing whatever. Kosh Baruch Hu, let the diamond deal go through. Let the business deal, let the relationship, let my sale go through. Yosef was constantly mumbling. There was a tefillah, implicit or explicit, with everything that he did. Hapasa kipshuto, and that's what it means. Ki Hashem ito. What they saw was God was with him. This crazy guy was mumbling God's name, offering a tefillah throughout his day, with everything he did. Imagine a child, I'm finishing Rabbi Morris, a child who's walking with his father in a dark place. The kid's going to grasp the parent's hand with all their might and not let go out of fear. So the child walking in the dark is grasping the parent's hand and constantly saying, Abba, Abba, you there? Abba, Abba. You say, I'm here, you have my hand. I just want to make sure you're there. I'm nervous, it's a dark room, I'm scared. So we too have the capacity, when we go through life, it's dark, it's scary, it's intimidating. There's all kinds of obstacles and objects and pitfalls. So we grasp onto Hashem's hand all day and we keep saying, Abba, Abba, you there? Abba, have my back? Abba, you're going to take me through? Abba, you there? And that's the attitude we have. So the point he's making in this Pirkei Siyum, the first point is, don't think davening is for shul. Davening is where we do the technical with a sitter. Because if we didn't do that, there would be days or weeks or months that went by, we wouldn't daven at all. But never think davening is the exclusive purview of shul. Davening is something all day long, like Yosef, Vashem ito, Hashem should be with us. We should have atzlacha in all that we do. Happy Shushan Purim Katan.